Today is Christ the King Sunday. As you know, it's the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday is Advent. Woo, baby, I'm so glad that next week is Advent. So this week is the grand finale of Jesus reigning as King, Lord of Lords, over all. So, are you, today, this very second, are you a sheep or a goat? If he was going to come back right now, this very second, are you on this side or this side? The left-hand side or the right-hand side? So, right, as you are looking at God, so this is just, you know, a heads up. When you're looking at God, you want to be on his right, not our left. So, like, this is our left. You want to be on this side. It's his right. Okay? Just let you know. You can stay awake in the middle of the night. That's the kind of stuff that wakes me up in the middle of the night. Is it my right or your right? You know, so it's God's right. And so the sheep do it, but the goats don't do it. The sheep enter heaven, and the goats enter eternal life without God. There is a song by a group called Cave that says, sheep go to heaven and the gates go to hell. So it's really kind of funny. But I did not send you that link this week. Another way of looking at it is goats sound, G-O-A-T-S, or greatest of all time. I did not come up with this. They are the people, or they're the goats that are like, I'm so awesome, right? On Facebook, they would post pictures of them helping little old grandmas across the road, or virtue signaling. Virtue signaling is like pictures of themselves in front of the orphans in Haiti, going, oh, I'm such a martyr. I've gone to Haiti to help the orphans. I'm so wonderful. I'm wonderful, wonderful. They pad their resumes with all the good stuff they do. They show up at food bank because then people will think I'm awesome. They flaunt their success. They flaunt their power. They are all for great strength, feats of, you know, great strength and power. They earn money and praise and want to climb to the highest ladders. So everyone will say, wow, aren't they good? Look at what they have done. And they are thinking, look at what I have done. Aren't I so awesome? I did all this. So it's I, narcissism, me, me, me. You got that drift? It's the goats. Now, the goats only want to do something if they're going to get credit for it. So it's interesting that when they are before God's throne, they're like, wait, when did we see you like this? We would have done it if we had known it was you. Like, if we were going to get credit, we would have done it. If we had known there was going to be a pop quiz, I would have studied for it. So the goats are all out for, I want to do this. I want to look good. So as a result, they don't even do it. That's why they end up on that side and eternal punishment, because it's all about them, what they have done, and they don't recognize that they are even doing it because Jesus isn't there. Okay, so that's the goats. The sheep, on the other hand, don't even know that they're doing it. Like, when did we see, they both say, when did we see you doing this? So it's like a natural outpouring on their end, a natural response for what God has done in their life. So they come, they get liturgy, they get filled up with the Eucharist, and they go out into the world filled up so they're able to serve people. God is working through them. God enables them. God gives them the tools and the abilities and the strength and the power so that they can do God's work. They are not getting it for themselves. They are not doing it to pad their resume. They are doing it just naturally as an outpouring of God using them. Now, it's interesting that the sheep on the right, Jesus says, come, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom of heaven prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So they are inheriting what has been prepared for them from the foundation of the world. If you work a job like a nurse and you clock in and you clock out, you get paid those hours because you earned them, right? You earned them. If you run a 25 million mile marathon, right, and you end up winning a prize at the end, you earn that prize because you ran all those millions of miles. But for an inheritance, you don't earn anything. It is given to you. Does that make sense? It is given to you. When someone dies, you get their stuff. It's something that you did not earn. It is a gift given to you. It is received. It is not wages. So it's not based on what you have done. It's not because the sheep have done a great job as sheep. It's just an inheritance given to them. It's received as a gift. So we open our hands to God with whatever he wants us to have. That's our job. We open up our hands. We are the passive ones, and God is doing all the work. Last night, Les and I had cheese pizza that we pulled out of the deep freezer. And then we doctored the pizza up. His side of the pizza had chopped ham, and I put green pepper all over the pizza. The pizza just sat there and received the extra toppings that we put on it, okay? The pizza didn't do anything but receive the gifts given to it. God's grace is given to us. We are the passive pizza. I like that one. It's unearned, undeserved, uncontrollable love of God for us, given to us, not earned, but given to us. We are just the cheese pizza. It is given to us. Now, other religions, think about this, other religions will tell you how to get to God. If you do X, Y, and Z, then you can do this. Then you can get to heaven. Then you can get with God. Christianity is the only religion that God will come to us and make us acceptable to be in his sight. And the really good news is we do not have to wait until we die to be able to enjoy this. We can enjoy it today, right now, this very second, when Christ comes to us in a minute in his very own body and blood, when he is here. He is here. His love is here. We are the sheep. We are not the goats. He makes us his sheep. He makes us his sheep by virtue of his work for us, by his inheritance given to us. We have a baptismal font in the back of the church, and it's not there because we don't have room anywhere else to put it. It's in the back of the church so that when you walk in, you'll be like, yes, baptism. Oh yeah, this is how I entered into the church. Christ claimed me as his. He made me a sheep in my baptism. He claimed me as his. He wrote his name on my forehead. I am his forever. The Sharpie is never, ever, ever, ever going to fade away or wear off. I am his forever. We are sheep, because Christ has made us his. This Christ the King Sunday, we remember that Christ's crown was a crown of thorns. Now, I don't know about you, but pulling weeds, we know about that here, right? And sometimes if you don't wear gloves, because you forgot your gloves, when you go to pull a weed, you get a little thorn in your finger. And you know how much that hurts, just a little thorn on your finger? I can't imagine big thorns in your forehead. Christ knew suffering and pain from the second he was born. He knew cold, he knew pain, he knew suffering, he knew hunger and thirst and everything. And then his throne was the cross. And now he's ascended on the right hand of the Father. And he is King of kings and Lord of lords, and he is going to come back, and his reign will be able to see it. The sheep gave people food and water and clothing, and they did this not as a reward or for recognition, not to pad their resumes, not because they had to do it or else, but because it was a natural outpouring from what Christ has already done to them. Their deeds came from freedom. They did it because they just saw people in need and they did it. When they were walking out of Lowe's and they saw someone trying to get stuff into their trunk, they asked if they needed help. They weren't like, oh, there's somebody that needs help. I get extra 5 brownie points if I go help them today. No, it was a natural outpouring without even thinking that they were doing it. It was not a to-do list like the goats had. When did we see you, Lord? We are sheep because we've been baptized. We are sheep because of the work of Jesus Christ that has done everything for us to have freedom. We are sheep because of the grace of God and the waters of our baptism. We are free to love anyone without even anyone noticing it. We are sheep filled with the Holy Spirit. We are forgiven and set free. Free to worship God and receive his body and blood. We are filled up so we can go out. Last Sunday I asked Vestry, what's the most important thing for the church? And as expected, the answers varied. And they were all right. But the number one reason why Good Shepherd exists and why we are here this morning is because we are here to worship God. We were made to worship God. God knit us together so that we could worship God. And without being able to worship God, we cannot go out because we have to be filled up so we can go out and do his work. We serve God without even realizing it. It is God's incredible grace that makes this possible. God's unearned, undeserved, uncontrollable love for us. Our oldest daughter, Lydia, lives in New York, and she went to FSU. The summer before school actually started, she started up FSU. And one day, she was walking to class, and she heard a little meow coming from a bush. And she looked. And there was a little kitten, a black and white tuxedo cat, in the bush. Mom was gone, and this poor little kitten, cold, starving to death, probably fleas, icky fleas. She picked up this cat from the cesspool of a muddy bush, picks it up, and claimed this cat as hers. She brought it back to the dorm. She hid that cat for 2 weeks in the dorm. We called it the Anne Frank cat because the cat had to hide it for 2 weeks. She brought the cat to the vet. She got cat food and kitty litter and everything that the cat needed. The cat did nothing to earn Lydia's love. The cat was claimed as hers. The cat was given a new home, a new family, the Oxley Cat Paradise family. The cat could have been out on the streets, living a life of feral cat, trying to fend for itself, but instead it was grafted into the household of the Oxley cats. That is grace. God comes and picks us up out of the bush, claims us as his, holds us close, carries us through so we are not on the streets by ourselves. We are loved. We are cared for. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.